President John Mahama, in his capacity as chair of the ECOWAS Authority of Heads of State and Government, has invited and convened an extraordinary session for this Friday, the 30th of May, for all the leaders of ECOWAS to gather, to meet here in Accra, Ghana, and we'll have some discussions on some issues of mutual and urgent concern, particularly concerning the sub-region of West Africa.
There have been concerns about the violent insurgency carried out by militant group Boko Haram. Will heads of state look at some of these issues of stability and peace in the West African sub-region as they meet on Friday?
I can confirm that the West African leaders will be dealing with a range of issues of mutual concern, of urgent concern, issues that are in the prerogative of the leaders to discuss. So, matters I wouldn't like to prejudge anything. I can say yes. Of course, peace and security is one thing President Mahama committed to when he spoke on being elected to become chair of the ECOWAS Authority of Heads of State. Peace and security, how to strengthen that, how to bring the whole region together. In that context, yes, that's one of the things they will discuss. Another thing that is very important that President Mahama outlined again in his acceptance speech in Yamoussoukro, Cote d'Ivoire, when he was elected, is a focus on infrastructural projects within the region. For example, the Lagos, Accra, Abidjan highway project, which will then facilitate and ease the movement of goods and people across the region. That is one thing. And again, we have the West African gas pipeline that is connecting several countries in the region. This is something. So those are some of the things. And any flashpoints, President Mahama, when he visited President Goodluck Jonathan in Nigeria in the wake of the abduction of the girls from the school in Chibok, mentioned the fact that any destabilization of Nigeria would constitute a destabilization of the West African sub-region. And the same thing applies to other nations of the sub-region belonging to ECOWAS. So the president, in his capacity as chair of ECOWAS, is doing what he needs to do under his mandate to bring all these leaders together to find ways of maybe discussing key things that can be done to strengthen peace and security, to look into the infrastructure development project needs of the region and also other matters.
I heard President Mahama also promised President Goodluck Jonathan about the regional groupings' support and solidarity in the fight against these militant groups. Will these heads of state possibly discuss issues of cooperation in terms of other regional groupings like ECAS in the Central African region and the Sahel regions about coordinating intelligence sharing and gathering as part of an effort to stabilize these regions as the heads of state discuss infrastructural and developmental issues on Friday?
This is a very good point, Peter, but let me just say that before even going beyond the ECOWAS sub-region and talk about coordination and cooperation with other regions or sub-regions of Africa, let me just mention that President Mahama actually brought to Accra, Ghana, just a few days back, the intelligence chiefs of ECOWAS who met here and interacted to take decisions exactly about intelligence sharing, exactly about coordination, exactly about information sharing, so that there are some situations that cut across borders and they can, through this coordination mechanism, bring in all these intelligence chiefs here into Accra for their deliberations. They can strengthen that ability to share information, share it in a timely manner, so that certain situations of insecurity and instability can be prevented instead of them being dealt with after the fact. So there is already a greater push from President Mahama into the sub-region that we get all the intelligence chiefs to collaborate more, to cooperate more, to share information, and to help each other in addressing some of the concerns and the threats that may be emerging in the region. So that is definitely going on. And please forgive me, I wouldn't want to prejudge some of the other aspects of the discussions, but as long as it pertains to peace and security of the West African Sahel.